This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, charges of a botched cocaine plot, accused rioter granted bail, and driverless trucks to take to our roads. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with this afternoon's Nine News Podcast. A man has been charged over a failed drug importation plot, which led to dozens of cocaine packages washing up on New South Wales beaches. The 36-year-old Brisbane man is accused of being the Australian leader of a transnational organisation, which had been planning to import 900 kilograms of the drug. Australian Federal Police Detective Superintendent Adrian Telfer says the drugs were dropped off at sea, but were never picked up.
We actually searched with all of our Commonwealth and state agencies to search for that 900 kilos, but I'm sure you can appreciate that's a very difficult task in a very wide area. Look, ultimately, as soon as we suspended our search, we notified authorities in New South Wales that the cocaine could wash ashore down there, and approximately 6 weeks later, that's exactly what we saw.
A man has been granted bail in court, charged over the violent scenes outside a Sydney church after a religious leader was stabbed. 19-year-old Danny Mansour was charged with riot, affray, and destroying or damaging property. He is the first person to be charged over the public order incident at Wakeley when a crowd gathered following the attack on Bishop Mar Murray Emmanuel. Meanwhile, another hero of the Bondi Junction attack, whose visa is about to expire, is being offered Australian residency. Nine News Federal Politics reporter Zach De Silva has more.
The Prime Minister says a Pakistani man who confronted the Bondi stabber and was seriously injured should be allowed to stay in Australia. Mohammed Taha was a security guard in the shopping centre. His visa expires next month, but Anthony Albanese says he showed extraordinary bravery.
That's the sort of courage that we want to say thank you to.
Federal Opposition Leader Peter Dutton wouldn't be drawn on Mr. Taha's case.
At the moment, the focus really is on those who have lost their lives, those who are recovering.
But the opposition has supported a French national known as Bollard Man to stay in Australia for his heroic actions. In Canberra, Zach De Silva, Nine News.
The federal government says the Australian economy remains strong despite the loss of 6,600 jobs. The unemployment rate has increased slightly over the past month to 3.8%. While the economy added full-time positions, there's been a big drop in part-time work. Acting Minister for Employment Brendan O'Connor says overall it's still a good result.
The economy is strong. We're seeing we still have an unemployment rate with a 3 in front of it. That's really good. And of course, we want to continue to see Australians employed. We've seen 780,000 new jobs since the election of the Albanese government. That is a record for any government in this country.
And driverless trucks will tonight be tested on two of Melbourne's busiest freight routes. The six-month trial will be carried out during out-of-peak hours. A specialist driver will also be on board. Victorian Transport Association Chief Executive Peter Anderson has told 2GB's Michael McLaren the technology isn't too far away from being rolled out.
What's important is that we conduct these trials in a safe and controlled manner, which is what they're doing, to ensure that when we do present these sort of vehicles to the public, we've got an idea exactly how they behave and what they do.
In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
Round 7 of the NRL begins tonight with the Sydney Roosters hosting the Melbourne Storm. The Storm can move above the Sharks to the top of the table with a win. Queensland Origin great Sam Thaiday says they have a great ability to grind out victories.
The Melbourne Storm have got out of jail free the last couple of games against the Dogs last week and also the Broncos the week before. But I've tipped the Storm tonight. I think they can do the job.
The Women's State of Origin series has been launched in Brisbane, marking 4 weeks to go until Game 1 at Suncorp Stadium. Collingwood veteran Scott Pendlebury is expected to be fit to face Port Adelaide on Saturday after passing a fitness test at training this morning as he battles broken ribs. After poor morning conditions, the Margaret River Surf Pro has been called on for the afternoon. Competition has resumed with the women's round of 16. Philadelphia is through to the NBA playoffs after overcoming a 14-point deficit to beat Miami 105-104 in the play-in series. And paratriathlete Jack Howell has been named the Commonwealth Games Australia Emergency Emerging Athlete of the Month for March. The 21-year-old snared his first win on the World Paratriathlon Series last month. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the 9 News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to 9 News at 6 p.m.